Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the After Buzz podcast. My name is Nico Ed Jimmy and your host of the After Buzz, and of course with me is Buzz Adams.
Yeah, I'm just I'm hanging
off mic. I'm hanging off.
Hanging off mic, and we have the wonderful Joanna Barbo.
If I'm interested in the topic, I'll join in.
Okay.
So we are literally after the buzz.
This is just the show.
Right, this is just a continuation after of the Buzz Adams morning show. We just got off mic and are now back on.
Now, there are differences. We can cuss every now and then.
We can cuss every now
and then. Oh, that is sweet. This one. Yeah.
So we got into talking about a steam room in your true crime report from today.
Oh, yeah.
Which got me to looking up, I want to steam. Where can I steam?
Yeah, where can we go steam?
So then,
the best
Google
ones
it.
Are where they have the steam, but they also have the dry sauna.
That's the dry sauna, yeah.
And you go back and you go to one, you go to the other, and then you get in the shower.
Then you get in the pool.
Yeah, you could do that.
A nice cold pool after getting real hot.
A nice cold plunge.
Nothing like a nice Schwitz.
Okay.
So I had to Google where to go to steam in El Paso. Everywhere were these spas in El Paso. I did not know El Paso had so many spas. Like rich people's spas.
There used to be a really big one on Mesa Hills by Sunland Park Mall, but they shut down, I found out. But you could pay $20, go use the steam, the sauna, shower, whatever you want to do.
Sounds fun.
Just for $20?
Yeah, I think that was the charge at one time.
Inflation, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably gets you. 60.
Well, like I say, that place is shut down now.
Oh, Blush Boutique and Spa. I'm going to go there. Oh, sorry. Anyways.
He's planning already.
I just also finished the episode of Frasier where they go to entrance to the spa that they, it's like a very exclusive spa. And then there is a gold door that other members get to go in, and they see other members go in and they think, well, we've already got the exclusive membership. And it turns out, no, there's an even more exclusive membership.
And so then,
to get, and then they're obsessed with getting in that one. And then they get into that one finally and they see a platinum door. And they're obsessed with getting into the platinum door. And
when that's how I feel with my Netflix subscriptions.
Right?
You need to pay for the platinum.
Well, once they get through the platinum door, it turns out it's just the exit to the alley where all the trash is. And it goes to show you there is no other door. But it made me look. There's a super exclusive club here in town called Connective.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that has the rooftop thing?
Yes, a rooftop bar, Joanna.
Yeah, my ex teaches, freaking Pilates or some kind of fake exercise.
Which one?
There.
Who?
My daughter's mother.
Oh, okay, Jay. Yeah. Maybe she can get the hookup then, because it looks exclusive.
No. They give off a real exclusive vibe. Like, I had to leave a credit card and my ID just to get a tour of the place.
Just to get a tour?
I'm
it says
out.
The highlights sauna.
How about a steam?
Wait, go to the website, okay?
Do you spell it with a C or a K?
A K. That's how bougie they are. They'll spell Connective with a K. So they have the clubhouse. That's where rooftop bar.
It did look really fancy, but I'm not giving you my ID and a credit card for a tour.
It's so fancy that there's no prices.
That's when you know, like, this is expensive.
There's no prices on the website anywhere. And to cancel your membership, it's $200.
To cancel your membership.
To cancel.
I mean, I love a steam. I love a sauna.
Massage.
But it just, in good conscience, I can't join some places. Like, it's going to cost you $200. Why would it cost me $200 to cancel?
Also, do like the massages come with the membership, or is that
it's probably extra.
That's probably extra, right? Like, you probably just get to use maybe
I'm not a massage guy, though, so.
You don't like people touching you?
Not really. It's just, it, to me, it's weird. I can't get used to it.
They're expensive. That's the only reason that's stopping me from getting massages all the time.
Yeah, right.
That's not what this After Buzz was going to be about, by the way. Oh. I was just so shocked by this like this exclusive bougie. Like, we have a clubhouse where you can hang out. We have the food room, or like they have a restaurant.
For the prices, yeah, I'm going to be hanging out there all day.
Yeah. Like, this is my second home.
Expect to see me 8 hours out of the day here.
I'm bringing a sleeping bag. It's not a 24-hour fitness, but for that kind of money, it is for me.
I'll make it.
And knowing that your ex works there is actually makes me think I might be able to get in.
I said she teaches a class there.
What kind of things does she teach?
Pilates.
Oh, really?
Like fitness and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
His baby's mama was one of the most beautiful. Well, she is still a very beautiful woman, but Buzz like had a game. Like he pulled.
Top level. That one, your girlfriend now is beautiful. I didn't even recognize her.
It's not my girlfriend.
Well, the filters.
You're just doing this.
Instagram says otherwise.
The filters really help, but she's a beautiful woman.
This is why I don't want to be on the after. Done.
I thought you were turning your mic off.
All right.
Continue, Nico.
On today's episode of the After Buzz, I have something just for Joanna. Since we do so much for ourselves, Buzz, we never do anything for Joanna.
That is true.
Also, happy birthday. Is your birthday week over already?
I think it's over. Okay. Yeah. I've finished.
We're
the
more
cake.
Than 7 days
I'm okay
away
now.
From your birthday.
This is 10 little known facts.
Wait, your birthday wasn't Sunday. It was the Sunday before.
The Sunday before, yeah.
Oscars night
was my birthday,
Oh, so you had a full week, like a legitimate full week of birthday.
Yeah.
Did you go out and do anything this past weekend for your birthday?
No, I needed to rest. Okay. I cannot party how I used to.
So this is going to be about 10 little known facts of cat memory.
Ooh.
Who knew? Cats. Number one. Oh, I need a camera bell. We share one bell now. Like, this is the only functioning bell.
I have one.
Us.
I'll bring it in here.
But that's the one I got you.
I know.
Okay. Cats have impressive short-term memory. Very impressive short-term memory. On average, a cat's short-term memory can last about 16 hours, which is significantly longer than that of dogs, who typically remember things for just a few minutes. They've tested the memory of animals.
Wow.
Well, this allows cats to recall events like where's the last time they saw their prey that they want to catch, or the food bowl, or the toy that
they're
they just
like,
had.
Where did I leave that mouse?
Yeah, it's like a sticky note to help you navigate your surroundings.
Hey.
But I didn't know that. Number two, cats can recognize their owners' voices.
Oh, good.
It may surprise you to learn that cats can recognize owners by voice alone, with no physical presence being there. Just by the voice.
That makes me feel so good.
Research has shown that cats can distinguish their owner's voice from that of a stranger, often responding with a flick of the ear or a twitch of the tail. The auditory recognition plays a crucial role in their bond with their masters, of course. But think of it as the equivalent of recognizing a friend's voice in a crowded room, and it is a sign that they could recognize each other's meows and calls just by the meow or the call without seeing the cat.
No matter what you tell me on this list, dogs are better.
Of course.
I mean, I kind of agree. I sleep with a dog.
You are a dog.
I am a dog. Cats have facial recognition as well. Like, they can look at a human's face.
Oh, my junior.
They don't.
They give it a quick cat scan. See?
Yeah. Everybody likes a good pun right there. But they don't have as good of facial recognition, guess what, as dogs do. Dogs have even better facial recognition.
Oh.
You know what animal has amazing facial recognition?
Humans? Babies?
Who?
Crows and ravens.
Oh.
Oh, those are like extremely smart.
I didn't know they had face. I thought they could like put tools together and like.
Yeah, they could do that too.
Okay, so they've said that crows or ravens, if they don't like someone, if somebody mistreated them or whatever.
They will never forget it.
They'll never forget it. And they'll also teach all the neighboring crows, stay away
like,
from this
see
guy.
That bitch?
He's a dick.
Next up, cat smell is probably its most powerful sense. And it's, of course, it allows them to pretty much get information about their entire surroundings. So that's why your cat might rub its face against your leg. Or its furniture, marking its territory with its
scent glands. Junior does that all the time.
I think Joanna probably has either bought a book or looked at articles online. Yeah. It's like, what is your cat trying to tell you?
Yeah, Junior does headbutts a lot.
What does that tell you?
And it's because he's trying to mark his scent.
What? Okay, do they have scent glands?
Yes.
Do you have to do anything to them or?
No.
I know dogs have like
anal glands. It's for their own scent.
Oh, their own scent.
Yeah.
Okay. Because dogs have glands you have to express.
It's kind of like in a way of marking their territory. So when Junior headbutts, I know like, that
I've been here before. This bitch is mine.
Marking territory, yeah.
Next up, cats and location memory. So I don't. Do your cats know like exactly where to sleep? They have the exact same place all the time.
My cat, when she comes out of the room, has a routine of how she's going to get up to the counters and stuff.
Cats have an evident ability to recall a precise spot where they're last found, where they last found food or a comfortable resting place. Their spatial memory is akin to having a mental map, helping them navigate territory with ease. For example, a cat might remember the exact location a cozy sunbeam will go on the floor. And that's the exact spot where they know they need to sit.
Cute. Junior has a spot on the floor.
Wouldn't that spot change by a tiny amount every day?
Yeah. So they only go at that certain time of day. They know
it's
like
be
this
different,
is going
like
to be
different.
Well, if there's
later,
daylight savings time, sure.
Oh, yeah. It takes my cat a while to adjust to daylight savings.
Emotional memory. Apparently, cats are capable of forming emotional memories.
My sweet
babies. I don't know how you would evaluate a cat's emotions, but
just read Garfield. He hates Mondays and loves lasagna. Can't stand.
You're on fire this morning.
You are, Mister.
Can't stand Odie.
I'm gonna turn my makeup.
Did you have a good sleep last night? Did you sleep well?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think that really makes a difference in how I feel on the show is how much good sleep I got the night before.
Yeah, right.
What a miraculous breakthrough. If you get a good night's sleep, you perform better at your job.
I've been getting such shitty sleep for the past week because I don't have my...
I know. What's wrong with me?
My retainer for my sleep apnea. Yeah. I don't have my retainer, bro.
Oh, sorry. Is that me?
I can never do that. That thing where you wear a CPAP.
Yeah.
You may have to, but
No. They've given me one. I have one.
Oh, you
and
have
it's just
one.
Like,
he's been diagnosed with sleep apnea.
And you're not using it?
After
dude?
The
he can't.
After
he takes it
30
off.
Minutes, it's
you
like, I'm not going to do this.
A great sleep if you freaking use it.
Well, I'll admit, I'm also diagnosed with sleep apnea, and I tried the machine, and I can't. I take it off. So I got a mouth guard specifically made for sleep apnea that keeps the tongue forward and.
With that big headgear on, like you're Darth Vader and in his like taking his weird bath or whatever. It's just
let's sleep apnea.
It sucks.
People do say though that I never got this feeling from it because I was taking it off throughout the night. But if you were able to wear it, you would feel just like 100% different.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll give it another shot.
But I never noticed how good my mouth guard was working because I haven't been without it for a long time.
And now you're like,
for a whole week. I haven't had it for a whole week.
I don't stay in one position when I sleep. I'm on my side, I'm on my stomach, I'm on my back, and you got this hose connected to your face.
It doesn't sound like restful sleep, though.
I mean, you shouldn't take that long to fall asleep, though.
Yeah, sleep latency, it shouldn't be like, it should be about 15 minutes, I think, 15, 20. How long does it take you to get to bed? Like, from resting your head on the pillow to conked out, would you say?
2 hours?
No.
Yeah.
To head on the pillow, it takes you 2 hours?
Yeah,
you lay
like
down.
That.
How long does it take you to fall asleep?
I would say an hour and then another hour.
So you just, what do you do while you're laying there? Think?
Yeah. I find it helpful if I list Marvel comic book characters.
An
try and count
though?
As many of them as I can. Oh, yeah. I get all the way down to Moon Knight.
Dude, you shouldn't be taking that long to fall asleep.
Yeah, that's a long time. And finally,
well, I don't have to tell you guys, I don't have a normal, typical schedule.
Well, neither do I, but I know that when I go to bed, it doesn't take me an hour to fall asleep.
I don't think humans were meant to wake up before the sun's up, you know, because in caveman days.
Very strange.
Oh, yeah. It is weird.
You ought to wake up when the sun's shining.
I remember when I first started working on the show and I was like, God, it's just taking me a while to get used to the schedule and Buzz is all.
You'll never get used to it. It's not natural. It's an abomination.
You scared me.
Guys, last night I was booked for a show, like. It was a show, but it's open mic hybrid show. But I was on the poster for it, and it was, you know where it is.
Where?
The old Aviators in the Northeast.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. You know exactly. It's something else
it's
now.
It's High Times now. It's called High Times. There, yet nothing to do with Weed Buzz.
He's not looking it up.
He's like editing clips. But I was booked on this show, and then I looked at the time that I was supposed to be on. And
what
it
time
was
are you going to be on?
10.
At night?
Yeah, that's when the barely. And I know from who the producer is that it wasn't going to start on the dot.
Right.
It was going to start at 10:15 or 10:30. And by that logic, I was like, all right, then I will. And to get there, it takes like 30 minutes. And to get back, 30, oh, that's another hour here, of travel. I'm not going to get back till 1
all, yeah.
in the morning.
Right.
And so I couldn't do it. I was just had to tell her, like, yeah, I can't do this one tonight.
Oh.
What?
That's something new for you. Putting your radio job ahead of anything else.
He didn't put his radio
doing.
Job ahead of it. He put his sleep ahead of
it. I was thinking, like, there's no way. Like, I'm already super tired. Yeah, it was much more of a
I
sleep
cannot
thing.
Believe I slept until 8 yesterday.
That's a long way. And you started at?
It was probably like 5. I was like, I'm just going to take like a quick 30-minute nap.
Are we still talking about cats?
Wait, yeah. How did we get here?
Cat naps.
Oh, cat naps.
Yeah. We're talking about cat naps.
I love a cat nap.
No, you were talking about like different cat behavior.
And how they nap, and now we're talking about cat naps. Okay, yes, I have one last cat fact for y'all. This is about...
cat- oh, shit.
Cats and their aging. Joanna didn't want me to bring this up for some reason.
Do cats live longer than dogs?
I don't know, maybe.
Are you going to look up, like, what's
it's
the
so
record?
Easy to figure out things now.
How long do dogs live? Cats can live up to 15 years.
Like, if you
years.
Got a, if you got a, if you got a 15-year, depending on the breed, I think if you got a 15-year-old dog, that is an aged canine.
I know
this lady that walks her dog, and she's like, he's 17.
How big is the dog?
It's like a little corgi dog, and it's just like,
I think
slowly
the
walking.
Bigger the dog, the shorter the lifespan. That's not 100%
oh, no,
true all the time.
It is. It's almost 100% true. Yeah. The larger breeds have much shorter lifespans than the smaller breeds. Cats live up to 15 to 20 years.
Oh, good.
So you're
Junior's
fine.
12.
In the ballpark.
Dogs live, so that's about 5 to 10 years longer than dogs. So dogs
well, that's,
would be
that's 15
10
to 20
15.
For their first life.
Joanna didn't want me to bring this subject up. She's like, we can't talk about aging cats. My cats, that means my cats will die one day.
I don't want Junior like, to, I don't want to think about Junior dying.
Your mom will die. Like your mom, sister, everybody dies one day.
Oh, but Junior's so helpless. He's so little.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he like your meanest cat?
No, he's not mean. I mean, to me.
Who's the meanest cat you have?
Pixie.
Pixie's the mean
a
one?
Pixie's a bitch.
Like she's the one that will just like,
yeah.
Meh. Okay, so as they get older, you may notice that their ability to remember and recognize faces or places and people will change.
Oh, Junior.
They'll get cat Alzheimer's.
They will get cat timers.
Oh.
They might even end up in a catatonic state.
Stop. Junior.
It'll be like when an elderly person might forget where they place the keys. You'll just have to be patient with them as they try and...
Junior gets really grumpy and the kids are just like, oh, he's an old man.
It's the dementia.
He's 12. He'll be 13 this year.
That's all I got.
This was nice.
All right. Yeah, this is a nice chat. Do you want to hear the song from the 30s by the Ritz Brothers, Here, Pussy, 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 or do you want to hear Cat in the Box to bookend?
Yeah, to bookend
today?
It?
Yeah.
I feel like we hear... Pussy, pussy, pussy quite a bit. I'm kind of curious.
Cat in the box?
Cat in the box?
What's cat in the box?
Oh, yeah.
Meow, 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 meow.
No.
Meow, 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 meow.
Are they meowing?
Meow.
Oh, my God.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's hilarious.
That's right.
Is this the whole song?
Meow. Let me hear you guys' best meows.
Meow.
Meow. That's a good meow, huh?
Meow. Meow.
Do your cats make your whole interior of your house smell like cat?
Yeah.
What does cat smell like?
It's mainly the cat pee.
Different
that's
than
bad.
Different than dog.
It's very like ammonia.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's very ammonia.
So when I first got a cat, the first starter cat that started it all, my dad would threaten and be like, if I smell one scent of cat pee or poop, I'm throwing her out.
That's what your mom said?
My dad.
Oh yeah.
And so ever since then, I just have like this fear. It's been like it's traumatized me, and I'm constantly cleaning.
Meow, meow, meow,
you're constantly cleaning
because I'm scared of like how smelling meow, like that. Meow,
meow, meow. They don't like pee on the floor or the carpet though, right?
No.
Oh, that's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to listen to the Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Talk to you all next time.
Oh, shit. Nothing recorded.